to the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce podcast, your local business community resource. My name is Denise Heidel. Not only do I serve as your podcast host, but I'm also the executive director of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of the Chamber, thank you for listening and for your support of the Chamber business community. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce podcast. I am your host, Denise Heidel, and today I am joined by Mike McGilvery with Marzano Capital Group. Before we dive into the conversation, I want to give you a few upcoming reminders of special events happening at the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce. First, our April meeting will feature Dean Vavra. That will take place on April the 9th. And the deadline to RSVP for that is going to be April the 4th. So make sure you get that on your calendar and on your radar. Of course, we have our regular leads groups, but our big event of the year, for the 13th time, we are bringing back the 2024 Clemens Community Day on April the 20th. We are super excited about another great day at the Jerry Long Family YMCA. And if you haven't signed up, we have a few spots left. So check out the Clemens Community Day event on our calendar at louisville-clemens.com. There will be no rest for the weary. As soon as Clemens Community Day is over, we will be jumping into Entre Leadership, 3 days of simulcast live from Dallas, Texas with Dave Ramsey and just a few of his powerhouse friends. So that again will be April the 22nd through the 24th. So make sure you are signed up now. We are super excited about that one as well, because that is a pennies on the dollar event sponsored by our friends at Marzano Capital Group.
Great event.
It is a great event. And so I am super excited. And with that said, I want to introduce you to Mike McGilvery again. He's with Marzano Capital Group. Marzano is one of our elite members of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce, a personal friend, and just all around great guy. Thank you for being on the episode with me today, Mike.
Of course. Of course. Well, thank you. And I appreciate the lovely introduction. You know, I'll do my best to live up to that.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what you do at Marzano.
Yeah, great question. So Marzano Capital Group is what we like to kind of refer to as a boutique investment management firm here in Clemens. You know, take a very, very personalized approach to financial planning, do our best not to nickel and dime our clients. It's all about adding value. We're very transparent in our pricing. It's a lot more than just investment management. It is being the quarterback. It's being the sounding board for your financial decisions, excuse me. It's just one of those things that we want to be in your corner. You know, we see ourselves much more than just what you would think about a traditional financial advisor. We try to go very deep with our client relationships, and we're just trying to add the most value we possibly can.
Wonderful. Yeah, you guys are really doing a great job in the community. And of course, in addition to all the work that they do directly within the organization, they are noted for their brand around the community. And to Mike's point, that boutique feeling is real, and it is a really wonderful organization. So April, we are in Financial Literacy and Tax Month, which just sounds like a riveting topic, right?
Sounds so fun.
You know, in preparing for this, I did look it up. The U.S. Senate passed a resolution in 2003 to officially designate April as Financial Literacy Month. And the 2024 Financial Literacy Month theme, I really like this, was Inform, Inspire, and Ignite. And they said financial empowerment begins with learning, and the spark of learning pays dividends. I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, it's awesome to see the government get involved with that, to try to make that push. You know, I think all everybody's been hearing is this needs to be taught in school. This needs to be taught in school, yada, yada. I don't know if it is being taught in school the way it probably isn't.
I don't know. I'm years removed from that. You're closer to that one than I am.
Yeah. But no, it's a good slogan.
It is. It really is. And I like the terms empowerment, inform, inspire, ignite. Those are action words, and I love verbs. And so those got me really excited. So I know that I knew when I read this that this would speak near and dear to your heart, because I know how much you have a passion for educating others. And so I want to just start with a really basic question. What does financial literacy entail?
So that's a great question, and it's obviously very broad, but it's a lot more than knowing what a stock is, what a bond is. That's important, right? And that needs to be taught. But it's just about making, at the end of it, the core is making sound financial decisions. The world is going to require you to spend money on certain things throughout your life. That's just how the world works. It's understanding and going through those financial decisions with an understanding of the financial impact it's going to have on you later. I hope that's kind of a very quick synopsis of it, but that's a very quick snippet about what financial literacy means to our firm.
We're going to take a quick pause from today's podcast to recognize one of our sponsors, Marzano Capital Group.
Hi, this is Mike McGilvery, financial advisor and partner at Marzano Capital Group in Clemens. We are privileged to serve this great community, and we strive to help our clients by building wealth management plans tailored to their specific goals. Consistent client communication is the cornerstone of our process, and we hope to add value to your financial planning needs.
Once again, thank you to Marzano Capital Group for their support of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce. And now, let's get back to the podcast. So, and at your firm, when you're working with people, I know you don't have a minimum that you work
with. So that is true.
Okay.
We've got a process in place to where, we operate as a team.
Right.
Now it's not necessarily an account minimum.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what the relationship will look like moving forward.
Right.
If we feel like we can add value to the relationship, somebody is seeking advice, they're willing to put together a savings plan, we want to work with them.
Right. So you are working with people really at all stages of financial development, whether they're that entry level beginning, I'm just starting to save, to a really seasoned person who has been saving consistently for years, right? So you've
much.
That whole spectrum. So when you are working with people, because you have such a broad range of audience, and of course the definition of financial literacy is broad, how can you help people, and no matter where their aspect of savings is, how can you help them to gain a better understanding of their finances?
Great question. So, again, it's all about educating folks on what wealth means to them.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a loaded question.
It is, and for some people, health is wealth, right? Like that's like their most important thing, is just being able to understand they've got a plan in place to make sure that they're healthy throughout and they can enjoy their life. And if for some reason they've got some kind of long-term care event, they want to understand how they're going to pay for that. Yes, we can absolutely help with that. But I think it goes back to just the beginning. There's no sales agenda behind our process. We're not product pushers. There's not a one size fits all. It's about educating folks on the different tax status of the investments, whether you got non-retirement, you got retirement, what's the difference? Why is that important? So that's the biggest thing, is understanding what wealth means to them, letting them know what we've seen. We've got roots going back to 1984. So I'm very privileged to be able to plug into an established practice. I came in 2016, but with roots going back to 1984, we've seen generations of folks come through the office,
mm-hmm.
grandparents, parents, kids, grandkids. We've seen those folks. We put together savings plans for them to get their kids through college, and we've seen the kids go through college. So I hope that answers your question a little bit.
No, it really does. And I mean, to your point, everyone's got a different set of priorities.
Right.
And I guess based on those priorities, I know you've got very specific tips, probably based on whatever those are. So like you've got the client whose priority is health as wealth, or you've got the client who has that priority of a kitchen remodel,
right.
or, yeah. The priority of taking that big annual family vacation that is just like becomes an annual tradition,
yep.
Or the priority of retiring early.
Yep.
So what are some of the tips that you give to people? Is there any universal tip across the board based on those priorities?
I think it's listing out what your priorities are. Most folks haven't even went through the process of listing out what their goals are. Our software is very good at that. You brought up kitchen renovations. I mean, I've had clients say that, like you said, they want to take, a $30,000 vacation every year, build it into the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients say, hey, I want the Corvette. Show me how to do it, And like, I love to see it, because if that's what you want, then let's figure out a sound financial plan to make it happen. So the other thing that I would, especially for young folks, that I would throw out there is surround yourself with successful folks, people that you view as financially literate, excuse me, and surround yourself with them because they've been there. They've done it. They're doing it. Sometimes it's your parents, right? But it's good to have outside influence too.
Well, that's a really good point that I want to kind of, I'm going to jump ahead of kind of my mindset on this conversation. You know, is there a way that somebody can break like a generational curse through proper financial planning? Because, you know, we see those stories of just somebody who learned from their parents bad habits, but they want to break them. And I mean, that's a great deal of courage to be a chain breaker, you know, when you've got that generational process. So how can you help facilitate those kinds of transitions when somebody doesn't have that network of support or that really strong influence to look towards?
Yeah, it is that's a great point because, you know, again, your parents are usually the ones that you learn a lot of your life lessons from. And if they don't have the best financial habits, then odds are you may not either. I think that having a conversation with a financial advisor is always prudent, no matter what stage of life that you're in. If you just want to have a quick 30-minute conversation with a financial advisor, our firm will be happy to do it. We'll point you in the right direction if it's not a fit here, but at least just getting some education. We even do educational workshops.
Oh, tell me about those.
Yeah, so we have been trying to institute and have institute working with other nonprofits here in the area, doing financial literacy workshops, financial fitness workshops is what we've done. We've done some things with Crosby in the past. We've done some things with Rise Indoor Sports Complex out there in Davie County. So be on the lookout for any of those announcements because, again, it's free to the public. It's just about a value add. And we will talk about what's a stock, what's a bond. Why is that important?
Okay, well, you just read my mind. That was actually going to be one of my questions, too, because it's really intimidating. Somebody who doesn't know anything about what you do. Now, I've seen the software that you use, and honestly, I want to play with it so badly because it's so much fun. It's got the little speed sign on it, and it's really fun software to watch you work your magic with. But I know that behind the scenes, there's the stocks, the bonds, the mutual funds, all that stuff. So tell us what kind of a high level overview, what is the difference there?
Yeah, I mean, when you're reading on the internet, investment management, portfolio management, that's kind of what you're referring to. Putting together investment allocations for folks. That's a fancy way for saying, hey, we want to give you exposure to stocks. We want to give you exposure to bonds. And how do we do that? Mm-hmm. Well, in the simple answer of what's a stock, Apple, right? Something like that. You know, you think of these big companies out there, Nike, whatever it is. If your mom or dad or you or whoever owns shares of those companies, you are an owner in the company.
Right.
That is the simplest definition of what's a stock. And if you own that stock, you are an owner in that company. They're publicly traded. You know, as far as bonds and that kind of stuff, you know, a bond is simply a loan that you've made to the issuer. So the United States Treasury issues bonds. What that means is that you give them X amount of money. They give you interest in return over the term of it, 2 years, 10 years, whatever it is. And at the end of the term, you get your principal back too. Credit rating is important of the folks that you're loaning your money to. So you want to make sure that they're creditworthy. Just like when you go to the bank to get a loan, they're making sure you're creditworthy. You should do that same process if you're looking to buy bonds. Traditionally, it's done inside of mutual fund chassis, though. What's a mutual fund? A mutual fund is a basket of stocks or bonds that's packaged up through a company.
Okay.
That's it. And it gives you broad-based exposure.
Okay.
You know, if you wanted to buy a growth fund, you could go to any one of the big investment managers out there.
So it's the assortment pack of chips.
That's
instead
right.
of just buying Doritos and Lay's potato chips, you get the assortment box.
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And it allows folks that don't necessarily have a tremendous amount of wealth to be able to have exposure to companies that they may not be able to go and buy shares of.
Okay.
Certain companies out there have massive share prices, right? $1,000 a share, $2,000 a share. Well, if you've only got 250 bucks to invest and you're getting started, probably are going to be doing that inside of a mutual fund chassis. Everybody's situation is different. Talk to your financial advisor about it, but that's how most people get started.
Okay. So my inner Dave Ramsey has come into the
Smart
floor.
Smart guy. Smart guy. Mm-hmm.
So
agree with a lot of his ideas.
I do too. Now this one is one that I have mixed feelings about with him. So he's a firm believer that if you have debt, that you should pay down your debt and your student loans before you start investing. I don't know that I agree with that. And I'm curious how you feel.
I agree with you. You know, I do think that paying off debt, the way we kind of view it in our office, is that's 100% return because you're paying down debt that you're paying interest on typically.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the interest rate scenario that we're in right now. But I think that there's a balance in working through a budget. I know that's the B word, as we call it in the office, right? You know, if you've got a certain amount of money on a discretionary basis that's coming in, meaning that it's not spoken for already with your rent or your mortgage or whatever it is, a lot of that needs to be going to debt management. But there's nothing to say that you can't start a investment account and put 50 bucks a month into it just to have something systematically started.
Right, just to build the habit.
Correct.
Honestly, just that habit alone is I think the first
yeah.
really important piece. So yeah, I mean, like I said, I love Dave Ramsey. I totally embrace almost everything he says, but that one was one thing that I've always been not sure I agree with that one wholeheartedly, but
time value of money is important. You think about the compounding effect of money being invested. You know, that you're missing out on your money being invested, in our opinion, if you do it 100% only debt management. It probably is smart to have a little bit of dollars going into an investment account, whether that's your 401k. You're getting a match typically in your 401k. You should be taking advantage of that already.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. So I'm assuming it's never too early to start. That's kind of a given, right?
Right.
So,
is
it ever too late to get started? That's, I know a lot of people have that question.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
You know, I think that luckily most of the folks we work with have the mindset that we're looking for as far as they got started when they should and yada yada. But there, I mean, yes, we have seen folks that are like, I'll never be able to retire. Well, has anybody ever ran a plan for you? Do you know? Not that we're going to be able to give you 100% this is the answer, but we can at least shed some light on what it could look like. There's a lot of other sources that come into play just your savings, excuse me. So, you know, Social Security income is going to come into play. What you save in your retirement account can come into play. It's all based off of lifestyle. You know, based off of lifestyle, based off of what you're trying to spend on a monthly basis. If you're drowning in debt at the age of 65, you're probably working forever. I get it, right? But that doesn't mean there isn't some things that you can do strategically to try to make your situation better.
Right.
And our job is to coach you to a better financial situation no matter where you're at today.
And how often do your clients meet with you?
So at a minimum, just in the capacity that we sit in, you know, the fiduciary capacity that we operate in, I mean, we've got to have a minimum annual review. But I probably speak to most of the clients that I service at least 2 times a year. And we're always available by phone. You don't call a 1-800 number. You know, you're going to get a live person on the other end of our line, and we're scaling. We've got new hires. We're growing. We're blessed in that regard. So, at a minimum annually.
Okay. Yeah. And that's definitely time worthwhile. It's like, scheduling your annual wellness.
That's right.
Appointment.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good way to think about it.
Definitely don't want to skip those appointments. So you mentioned retirement. Like for myself, I never want to retire. I like working. But I know that that is considered the American dream, to be able to work till retirement.
Sure.
How will somebody know? I mean, I know you talked about running those numbers, but even with those numbers in place, do you ever run into situations where people are still afraid to pull the trigger, or they jump the gun even on the other side of that?
I've seen it both ways. Seen it both ways. Usually the ones that are incredibly prepared for retirement are the ones that don't want to jump the gun.
Oh, funny.
Usually the ones that are not incredibly prepared want to jump the gun.
Okay.
And, you know, that's not always the case, but I've seen it both ways. Shifting your mindset in retirement is difficult. You've saved, you've done everything you were supposed to do. You've got this nest egg that is beautiful and your plan works and our software says, hey, you should walk away when you said you want to walk away. But getting people to actually understand what their income stream is going to be in retirement and how it's going to work and the logistics of that. Number one, that's why we have jobs. I enjoy putting together those plans, but it's a hard mindset shift for a lot of folks.
And I mean, the relationships that you have with your clients, I mean, the trust factor has to be off the charts. And I mean, and you've got to be capable of having some really hard conversations, I'm sure.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, the worst part of the job is losing a client. And usually it's the passing. And having those conversations with the beneficiaries is always not a very enjoyable thing. It's great because you're doing what the client asked you to do, carry out. But there are some other conversations that you have to have when it's like, hey, it doesn't work. You know, based off of what we're seeing here and based off of what you say you want to spend, you can't walk away at 55. And telling people that is our job.
Right.
And so that's how I've been able to reconcile that. You know, it's not crass. It's not overly direct, but we do want to be to the point. We've got to shoot you straight. That's why you pay us.
Right.
You know, we want to make sure that you're coached to a better financial situation. And if you want to see something in the software, we'll run the scenario, but you've also got to not be afraid to know that it may or may not work.
Right. So the good, the bad, and the ugly,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah. You know, but there's usually something that you can tweak, whether it's working a little longer, whether it's spending less. If you're like, no, I'm dead set, it's got to happen. You know, there's usually some things that we can tweak to show you getting a better chance of success, but we're not miracle workers. We do the best we can and we will always do right by you. As far as our opinion, making sure that we're telling you the best advice, but it's just good to have your eyes open and to see where you're at, to see where you're tracking.
Right.
Second opinion is always good. Lots of good financial advisors around, but if you feel like you're not getting the answers that you want, go talk to somebody else down the street. They should have a conversation with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know that you're very diligent about that. And like I said, I've known you for years, so I know that you take a lot of pride in the way you direct and coach your clients. But I am curious, before we wrap up, is there something that I've not asked you that's like, this is like burning information I've got to tell on this podcast to help others improve their financial literacy?
Honestly, no, you've covered a lot of the basics. You know, I mean, there's no reason to get too far into the weeds right now. We don't want to put everybody to sleep, right? You know, but you've asked some very good questions. I think that there's one quote that I say, you've probably heard me say this before.
I know what you're going to say.
The only way to keep pace with inflation is to invest in the companies that create it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not what I thought you were going to say. All right. I stand corrected. I thought you were going to say, don't sweat the latte.
Well, that's it. So I got Stephen in the office, Stephen Gallo. He's one of our other advisors in the office, certified financial planner, very, very intelligent, very seasoned. He always says that, don't sweat the latte. And what we mean by that is don't sweat the small financial decisions. You want the $5 coffee, go get the $5 coffee. You want the $50,000 classic car, let's plan for that.
Right.
You know, you want to do the renovation, let's plan for that. You know, so $5 Starbucks, go ahead.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of how we see it. But the other quote I was talking about is the only way to keep pace with inflation is to invest in the companies that create it. That's our opinion, but that is why it is good to have a deeper conversation with a financial advisor, because digging into what that actually means.
Right. Say it one more time for me, because I'm mentally trying to process that part.
Yeah. So the only way to keep pace with inflation, which is the rising cost of goods and services,
right,
is to invest in the companies that create it.
Okay.
So if you think about that, Apple,
mm-hmm.
your most recent iPhone purchase was probably a little bit more expensive than your last iPhone purchase.
Right.
Nike.
Mm-hmm.
The Jordan tennis shoes that you bought were probably a little bit more expensive than the last Jordan tennis shoes that you bought. even simpler, going loaf of bread, milk at the grocery store. Typically, every year it goes up.
Right.
Well, companies are raising their prices because they're trying to become more and more profitable for their shareholders.
Okay.
And how do you become a shareholder?
You buy the stock. Yay, I learned.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. So
I'm
again,
teachable.
Yeah, not that our stocks are appropriate for everybody, but that is our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have a conversation with us or somebody else. They'll expand on that.
Well, great advice. So Mike, tell us how to get in touch with you if anybody wants to call you to schedule that consultation.
Well, we appreciate it. www.marzanocapitalgroup.com. Office number is there on the website. You're welcome to call in. We've got a team of four advisors, a total team of seven folks. We'd love to have a conversation with you and see if we can add value.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. And it's always good to spend time with you, Mike. Everybody, that's a wrap for this edition of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce podcast. Don't forget to check our website at louisville-clemens.com for all of our upcoming events. And until next time, we'll see you later. Disclaimer: the opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Securities offered through LPL Financial member FINRA SIPC. Marzano Capital Group is an other business name for Independent Advisor Alliance LLC. All investment advice is offered through Independent Advisor Alliance LLC, a registered investment advisor. Independent Advisor Alliance is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Once again, thank you for listening to the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce podcast. The Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce is a member-focused business community. I invite you to learn more about the chamber by visiting our website, louisville-clemens.com. And while we're in the world of audio, it's time for the fine print. Everyone has an opinion, but in this case, the views and the opinions stated in this podcast are solely those of the contributors and not necessarily those of our distributors. So now that you've been appropriately advised, let me remind you that this podcast is copyrighted and cannot be reproduced without expressed written consent of the Louisville Clemens Chamber of Commerce.